This is a podcast from the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Warning, it will annoy you if you're a hay fever sufferer. I'm sorry. Also, I've stopped stockpiling plastic straws, you'll be pleased to know. An extreme sneezing grandma. And Chris feels like he should be socialising with people at his gym. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Have you heard the new track by M&EK and Hailee Steinfeld? It is a banger, like a proper good pop song. It's called Colour, and it is my tune of the week. As soon as we heard it, because we have our own private listening party to decide records of the week. As soon as I heard it, I was like, "Yeah, that's the one, instant."
I think his voice on it as well is really, I mean, it's really special. It's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
M&EK and Hailee Steinfeld, they've got together for the track Colour. That's coming up. Also, I've got Florence and the Machine and Hunger. And I feel the next part of the show may annoy some people today if you've got the streaming eyes and the runny nose and itching because, explain your theory.
I was a bit annoyed over the weekend when someone cancelled on going out because they had hay fever. And I was like, that doesn't seem a legitimate excuse to not come out on Saturday. Cause hay fever.
They cancelled a night out.
Cancelled coming out for this thing in the afternoon that I was going to, and therefore ruled themselves out the whole day. Correct me if I'm wrong, I've never had hay fever, so maybe this is it. Maybe I just don't understand how bad it is, but we're talking like slight cold here, aren't we?
Wait, it's not an illness.
Shouldn't stop you going out.
No. Yeah, that does seem extreme.
I put this on social and people are kicking off.
Yeah, they're really kicking off because there'll be people listening right now that are really suffering today. But Chris thinks it's a bit of a myth.
I do.
Also, loads of people are starting their exams today. Ollie starting his first A-level exam this afternoon. Good luck to everyone who's doing the same. Everyone knows all about me.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Okay, and most people don't, but someone does agree with you and says, how would we have coped in the wild? Hay fever wasn't a thing then, was it? Like, back in the day?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure when hay fever started as a thing.
Also, how come you never see a farmer with hay fever?
Good point.
Doesn't happen.
That's actually a very good point.
Doesn't happen.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills. You make a fool.
Florence on Radio 1. Hello, Sophie in Bristol has got her first exam today. That'll be maths. Oh, so much of it about. And Amanda saying that Florence sounds incredible as she drives into New Key in the sunshine with her girlfriend Rachel. It's Amanda's birthday tomorrow. We've had some good times in New Key.
Oh, some of the best times in New Key. New Key's amazing.
In good weather.
Yeah, I agree.
New Key cannot
be
beaten.
One of the best places.
It cannot be beaten. Down Senor Dick's there.
Yeah.
Not that I'm suggesting tequila at 1:22 in the afternoon, Amanda.
No.
But do what you want if you're on holiday, you know.
Dirty Bertie's and everything.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Good times. Okay, there's a Dr. Anna, sufferer of hay fever, who says it's definitely a thing. This is Dr. Alice. But it's not, and this is a doctor, not a reason to cancel a night out,
right,
in the doctor's opinion. How good a friend is this? Or do they just not want to come?
Maybe it was that, but I just thought it was a cheap excuse. I've never had hay fever. I'm not denying it's a thing. I'm just saying, is it really that bad?
Okay, apparently there are some farmers with hay fever. You want to switch jobs there, babe, don't you? Had it my whole life, says Callum in Edinburgh. It's the worst. Even had to leave work early because I was suffering so badly.
That's tricky, isn't it? That's a bit like you being allergic to a microphone.
It is, actually, yeah, same. And hello, Louise, who works on a farm. She doesn't have hay fever, but one of the sheep does. Right. Dotty the sheep gets hay fever. They're saying that sheep can get it now.
So they're saying sheep can sneeze. I've never heard that.
I would like to hear that, and let's look that up, because that would be awesome. Animal sneezing is great. We've done it before. Okay, so my tune of the week is taken from M&EK's upcoming debut album, which is called Tongue. Features Hailee Steinfeld, massive American pop star and biggest weekend performer. You know her most famous hit, Starving. Now, M&EK has written some tunes for other people like Dua Lipa and Beyonce and Little Mix, but now it's kind of starting to release more and more of his own material. You remember he went top five in 2015 with Zara Larsson on Never Forget You?
Mm.
That was him. So see what you think of this. When I heard it, I was like, we've got to have that as tune of the week.
This is so good.
Proper good summer vibes from MNEK and Hailey Steinfeld. This is Colour, my tune of the week.
Scott Mills. Red and yellow and pink and green.
That's what I see when you're with me.
Hey Chris, I've got a sheep sneeze. That's a sheep.
Underwhelming.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to sound like that. How good is this song? MNEK, Hailey Steinfeld.
Scott Mills.
Flams, David Guetta and Sia. Hey, Sophie McKinnon. Yes, I can play George Ezra's Shotgun. It's on for you in the next 10 minutes on BBC Radio 1. Nathan doesn't think that hay fever is a thing, do you, Nathan?
Yes, no, I don't.
Yes, no, I don't. Is that because you've never had hay fever?
I've never had an allergic reaction to anything, so I think it's ludicrous.
What I'm saying is like, I do get that people do suffer from hay fever. How bad's the suffering, though?
Yeah, it's kind of like the illustrious man flu.
But some people get it really bad. I saw it yesterday.
No, but I honestly think it's a bit of an excuse. To cancel going out on a night out because of hay fever seems weak to me.
That's very weak, very dramatic. I think some people just need to kind of like get over that kind of thing. You know, everyone sneezes all year round.
Yeah, but not like countless times and your eyes swell up and you can't see.
Well, really? I've never seen anyone do this, or myself. I love the smell of fresh cut grass, nothing better.
Yeah, you actively go and breathe it in, do you, Nathan?
I will volunteer to cut the grass just to get that as fresh as possible.
Our listeners are going to love you so much, especially the hay fever ones. See, I used to get it, but I don't get it anymore.
Oh, you've become immune.
Well, I don't know, but you can get it at any time. So, I mean, it'd be awful if you were suddenly struck down with it, like, tomorrow.
God, you'd be the first one I'd call. Yeah,
I quite like the idea, Nathan, of you quite aggressively going out and sniffing grass.
Yeah.
And
almost breaststroke on a football pitch as soon as it's cut, you know.
He's snorting pollen there. His right nose in flower sort of
Look,
thing.
It's not affecting me.
No, I love it. If anything, if I could fill the stadium with hay fever sufferers and then do some kind of snow angel in fresh cut grass, nothing better.
That's an interesting point Nathan raises there, actually. I'm interested to know what happens with the freshly cut grass on a football pitch and you've got like 60,000 people. They're like mad hay fever numbers going on there.
Well, you don't see that in the stadium on a football game. The World Cup's coming up. Could be very controversial.
True.
Stock up on your antihistamines, people.
Nathan, where do you stand on antihistamines? Do you believe they're real tablets or do you think they're just like
it's
placebo?
It's a farce. It's definitely a farce.
Oh, my God. You can't say this.
They're clearly just trying to make a buck and, you know.
Right.
Not one person sneezed once and some guy gave him a sugar tablet and he was like, oh, it worked. Oh, wonderful. $1 billion industry.
Wow. Okay, so they're a myth as well, are they?
Oh, totally.
Okay, here at the BBC, we do need to provide some balance. Hi, Rachel. What did you think of what Nathan said?
I'm not going to lie. Hay fever, there's literally one way to explain it. Just death by pollen.
Right.
Death by pollen.
Are you suffering today?
Actually, not too bad today. It was yesterday that was, like, yeah. Death. But I feel like if you haven't experienced it, you just don't understand. It is the least glamorous allergy. It is so painful. You're just there, like your eyes are streaming. You're constantly sneezing. You look like a wreck. There's nothing you can do. I'm sat there with, like, you know, tissues rolled up my nose.
Tissues rolled up your nose?
So, like, you know how you can twist your tissues and then you've got a sort of wiggler in your nostril?
Hi, boys.
exactly. So don't tell me I shouldn't go out when I look like that, you know?
Full-on hay fever face going on.
Exactly.
Saying it's like death, though, is a bit dramatic. I'm not going to lie.
It's not.
It's not, though. Like, you have to manage it somehow. It's that or, like, continuous sneezing and then all your family and all your friends get annoyed and they're like, oh, shut up, stop
sneezing. Yeah, but sneezing is a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's more annoying for the people around you having to deal with the noise and the moaning.
But, like, how can you control call it? It's like, honestly, pins and needles in your nose. Like, there's nothing you can do to sort of calm it down.
Yeah, but I get a weird kick from pins and needles, actually. Sometimes, when I'm on a train, I let it build up just to sort of enjoy it a little bit. Is that weird?
No, I edge it. I edge it a little bit as well.
Do you? I sometimes think, what point will my leg just drop off?
Yeah. It's quite a fun game, isn't it?
But, like, there's a weird buzz, like, almost literally from it.
I did this on the train earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I let it build.
Just gave yourself. It's weird sort of pain and pleasure kind of thing. And that's why I wonder why hay fever sufferers are suffering.
Yeah, but when you've got pins and needles in your leg, you're not going to, like, it's not going to do anything, is it? Your leg's just going to go numb. My nose is just going to, it's going to tingle, it's going to sneeze, it's going to run.
Though, is it?
Yeah, well, it feels like it.
See, on a long train journey, it's quite fun because the game is, can I walk to the toilet?
Yeah, exactly.
Generally, you can't.
No. Have you ever tried to do both legs? Weirdly difficult.
No. I'll give that a try. Scott Mills. Some people really enjoying No Nonsense Nathan, including Jacob in Burntwood. Yeah, we've really annoyed some people today, and I feel that I should maybe apologise if you are feeling quite rubbish with hay fever.
Some people are getting it bad, aren't they?
They're getting it bad, and I mean, we're just getting your opinions. Ryan, you've got the last word on this. You don't believe in it, do you?
No, not really.
You think it's made up?
Pretty much.
What aren't you liking about the people suffering from hay fever?
Oh, just get over it, really. It happens every year.
Some people get it very bad.
Is that bad to get a bit of a runny nose, didn't you?
No. This is a classic.
It does feel like extreme runny nose.
Mm. Yeah, it's what I mean. We've all had a cold before. You know, you just go over it, blow your nose. You know, you don't have to keep, like, I've seen someone on the train this morning just literally holding the bit between their eyes like that, taking deep breaths. I just couldn't get over it. I was like, really? Is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
Holding the bit between their eyes is really a thing. That's really odd.
Yeah, they're just going like that, and they're like, oh, I just can't. Like, you can hear them deep breathing. I'm like, oh, come off it. Like, it's not that bad. Come off. You don't really need to do that, do you?
I think it's because everyone's Facebook statuses was like, oh, hay fever's really on this weekend. It's really annoyed some people to have to keep seeing about it, including you, Ryan.
I couldn't, to be truly honest, not a lot that annoys me on social media, but just don't be upset about flowers. It's nice to see them. Thanks, people cry about them. Don't want to get rid of them. Oh, look, it's so funny, all bright, sunny, colourful again. Now let's all cry about it. Total British attitude to everything. Scott Mills.
George Ezra, Shotgun on BBC Radio 1. Remember, I'll say this, hay fever can strike anyone at any time.
Right, and that's what I've learned today. Yeah. So I've never experienced hay fever. It could arrive at my door at some point.
And maybe, like, even to that caller, Ryan, at some point, he never knows. Not had it yet. Some people are going into meltdown. Let's change the subject. Scott Mills. All the talk of hay fever earlier just reminded me, do you remember Extreme Sneezing Grandma?
I don't remember Extreme Sneezing Grandma. What was extreme about it?
It goes on for about 2 minutes, but I'll just... I'll give you a little taster here. It's just a gran who's sneezing a lot, like a lot of people are today. Ow! Ow! Believe it or not, that is someone's sneeze.
Ow! Could be tennis.
Yeah. It's a bit like library tennis.
Ow! But a gran version, which is actually a great idea, thinking about.
Literally doesn't stop. How many times are you going to sneeze, Ben?
How many views is it? I get the impression this is one of these weird situations where this will have got like 10 billion views.
Yeah, exactly that. Hello, Katie, who's in Illinois in the US. She says, I don't even know what Love Island is. You keep saying these words. I'm listening in Illinois. We don't have this in the US. Are you saying Love Island as in the country island? No, it's an island of love. Like, it's got water around it and people go on there to find love, and it really works out well for everyone.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Remember Rams who did Barking? This is the next track from him. It's called Family Tree. Actually makes the family tree sound interesting.
In what sense?
Well, because my mum always talks about our family tree, and to be honest, it bores me rigid. Because I don't know any of these people, and it was really a long time ago.
Yeah, but is not the excitement that they are like your ancestors? You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this incredible series of events.
No, it bores me rigid, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
And what's your tree like? Is it slightly withered or something?
I don't know. My mum keeps bringing it up, and I'm like, oh, God.
It should be a beautiful thing. It should be an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just not feeling it. I don't know why. Anyway, that has got the best new lyrics of a pop song out there at the moment. Mitchum, Where I Grew Up. Before I leave my home, I do my shoes up. That's brilliant.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
What are you thinking of that?
I love that so much.
It's pretty intense. The guitar is intense, but I really like it.
When I heard it over the weekend as well, I think that's when I realised, like, this is an amazing song.
On the radio, really good. The 1975, give it yourself a try on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here. Do you remember ages ago, the plastic people were getting annoyed with me because I was using plastic straws a lot?
Mm.
And then they weren't happy, and I've realised that they are bad for the environment. But we all have been using straws for years. But you've decided that that's a thing to do, and I'm on board with it.
Yes.
But I did stockpile them for a while. And the news is, over the weekend, I've run out of that stockpile. There are no more straws.
How have you got through that many? You had hundreds. What are you doing with them?
I did have hundreds, but they're all gone now. And guess what arrived?
But what are you doing with them?
I'm having a lot of protein shakes right now. Guess what arrived this morning?
Metal? Wooden straw?
I am now the proud owner of one brand new metal straw. I'm going to bring it in for you tomorrow.
Oh, great.
I'm doing my bit.
Something to look forward to.
I hope that's pleased you, the plastic people.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, no politicians?
Yeah.
Not that many really good-looking ones, are there, if we're honest?
I've not really thought about it before, massively. No.
Think about it now.
I'm just going through my head. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay. If you're a little bit over Monday, I'd like everyone to now go on a search engine and search for Spain's new Prime Minister. Hi!
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That's Pedro Sanchez there, known locally as Mr. Handsome.
Right. Okay.
Are you looking at him?
And new fave, would you say? We've never really discussed this. You're not more of a Macron man or...
No, you don't really get politics on this show often, but everyone have a look and get back to me. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
I'm right. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Have you seen Pedro Sanchez yet?
No, I haven't. But from what you're saying, he seems like quite a guy.
Yeah, give him a look when you can. Yeah.
I will.
Right, Elliot, what are you doing today?
Not much, really. I've got work a bit later on, but other than that, I'm just trying to relax.
Okay, what do you do for a job?
I'm a lifeguard.
Oh, hot job.
Yeah, it's good for me. So,
where do you do the lifeguarding?
It's at like a gym sort of leisure centre thing near me. So,
we need to talk about Chris's gym in a minute because the stuff going on there that I don't necessarily agree with.
Well, it's not that you shouldn't agree with it.
On a gym.
Oh, it sounds like you know some more. But I suppose, from your point of view, you're just always watching, aren't you? Always watching.
You get some funny looks, though. So it's like, if you pay attention too much, people can think the wrong things.
Right. But I like the idea of being a lifeguard. Like, even if I'm not officially a lifeguard, like, you could legitimately go in and save someone's life at any point. Mm. That, therefore, makes me a lifeguard. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's an achievable job.
You've got to be very, very, like, aquatic as well.
Elliot, do you feel that every day that, like, you're on the brink of potentially becoming a hero?
Mm.
Well, yeah, I feel as if I'm seen in that way anyway. When people just look at me, it's like, oh, he's definitely going to save someone's life at some point, even if it's not today.
True. So,
that's the thing. Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. You're getting hero points without necessarily being one so far.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I've heard you're one of those people that has a couple of drinks, and I've met people like you before, and then we're at a party, and then you're like, oh, look, I can dislocate my own shoulder, and then you do it in front of everyone.
Yeah. It's not like the most interesting thing, but like, it came because I actually dislocated my shoulder playing rugby.
But now you can do it on demand.
Yeah, and it's weird. It looks horrible. But,
it's not for me,
it's
that.
Funny. Yeah, it's funny to bring out. So.
Yeah, I knew you would. All right, here's what I've got for you on Bangers.
Nice one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
I've gone full Scott this week.
Is this the Freemasons mix, I'm assuming?
Green Light, Freemasons remix, Beyonce.
Wow.
Come on. one, Ella. You know you love it.
Yeah, you've gone all out with this one.
Yes, I have. Still used on X Factor when Dermot does
true.
His little turn.
That's so true, yeah. Why do they use this one?
Because it's fabulous.
Cool, Jazzy.
Okay, that's my one.
Oh, you can have my choice today, which is this.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I can't work out whether these noises are appreciative or not.
No,
I know.
No, that's like the equivalent of a yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah. Well, this is taking it right back to the early days of Jason Derulo. Derulo, where he released this song, What You Say. And it's a banger.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with Chris. Oh,
come on.
I just wanted to hear the beginning of my track. Give it to
mama. Tough. Not even allowed that.
No, okay. What did she say? What you say? Oh, that you only
meant well, cause you did. What you say? Jason Derulo.
BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills. What did she say?
JJJJR. So Beluga Heights, how?
So good. I think that gets forgotten a lot of the time.
You forget that Jason Derulo's had bangers for years.
But
now.
I think that's arguably the best.
Once Upon Me is better.
I disagree.
Okay. He's good. I was having a chat with someone at Biggest Weekend, right? I think Jason Derulo is an incredible pop star, a great performer, but I think even he finds himself a bit funny.
Mm.
I think he's in on the joke.
I think he's viewing it slightly as fancy dress as well. When he turns up, it's like, this is ridiculous what I'm going to wear today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he is ridiculous.
He turns up, actually, in different clothes. He's like, right, I'm just going to slip into the outfit over there and then I'll be ready.
Yeah,
and then
he comes back. It's like he's in a panto or something.
Yeah.
Right. It's a complete performance.
He's aware of what he needs to do, the outfits he's wearing and everything.
But I definitely think he's in on the joke. My friend said that they saw him at another festival recently and he started with an acoustic version of Wiggle. Now,
that's
a man
great.
That is not taking himself too seriously.
Scott Mills.
I see our leader Taylor Swift has just doubled the height of her boundary walls at her house in LA. Doubled the height there. If I was really rich and famous, I'd think I would do exactly the same.
Double walls.
Oh, what, yeah. They'd be so tall.
So why is that? Because of buses or something?
Well, you know, they have those tours all the time, which would be annoying, wouldn't it? Because you need some privacy. All them Hollywood Homes tours, though, aren't seeing my hedge or my massive built-in pool.
No.
Because I'd have a built-in one because it wouldn't be above ground because I'm really rich.
But what's she doing to counteract the drones and stuff like that? I assume she's got some sort of
drones are allowed
system.
No, they've actually banned them in LA.
Have they?
Yeah. Because otherwise you can just fly over and see her massive
Scott
pool.
Mills.
Not happening. They've really, really enforced the laws.
Mm.
But yeah, double walls. Christine the Queen's coming up, a girlfriend, and this is Jonas Blue. Yes, the tunes are on point today. The Weeknd and Daft Punk, Starboy, also Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato with Solo.
You know, I've been going to the gym recently.
Yes, you have.
I feel like I have to. It was reaching a point where it was getting ridiculous.
What was getting ridiculous?
Well, you, for one, you're getting super fit at the moment. So I felt like I needed to do something as well.
Is that why you've stepped it up? We've not even had this conversation.
Is that why?
Because you're jealous of me?
No, not jealous at all.
It is
actually.
A bit, though, isn't it?
No, it's not a jealousy thing.
Okay.
No, it's more just...
You'd like a bit of healthy competition, is what you're saying. I feel like I am inside a competition with you now.
Do you?
A little bit, yeah.
You announced to me the other day you have smaller hips than me or something.
Well, that's what... That would have done it. No, smaller waist.
Is it? Is that true, though?
It's true, though.
Do you think?
If you can check my shorts out if you want. 30.
Been going to... That's unreal,
Thank
by
you.
The way. That's fake news, surely.
Right, have a look. If you want a dove back there, you can have a look.
I've started going to the gym quite a lot, and I've noticed, and I only noticed this earlier today when I was there, that they had a board with, like, social events that are coming up.
That's
so
weird.
So it says, come join us for World Cup games, and it's listed some of the games there. And I've never thought of doing that before because I would always naturally go to the pub or go around to a friend's house. Why would I go to the gym to watch World Cup games or be sociable?
You're going to the gym to watch the World Cup.
And then I was looking at this board and it seems that they've done like a Valentine's event there.
Why would you? A
sort of summer thing there. So what I'm wondering is everyone that goes to the gym meeting up without me knowing?
Right.
And should I be going and showing face?
Right, okay, so like maybe you should be making friends. It seems that that's what they're kind of encouraging there, doesn't it?
I didn't realise it was such a social club. I thought the point of the gym was you go there, you don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You try and avoid eye contact with anyone.
Okay.
I thought it was almost sort of prison rules with this
Hang
kind
on.
Of thing. Like I've never knew that there was a whole sociable side to it.
If you're watching the World Cup at the gym, you're not having a beer, are you?
That was the other thing. It said, like, come join the World Cup, you can sit here and they've got, like, a little area thing and have a beer. And I'm thinking...
Well, no.
No, that's not what I thought any of us were here... Any of us were here to do.
You feel bad?
Someone was telling me that they go to a gym whereby you can have a glass of wine if you want.
Well, that's mad.
And the idea is, if you're going to have a glass of wine anyway, you should have it in the gym because it's going to discourage you from... Or like you can, I don't know, hop on a bike or something for a little bit and burn it off. I don't know the theory.
Whose gym has got a bar?
Mate,
what gym are you
going
to?
I'm not joking. Like this thing I saw earlier today, I think they're selling beer in my gym.
There's a thing at the BBC, which I've just been given a leaflet about actually, as I walk past reception, where you can do like scuba diving classes or you can go rambling with other BBC staff. I'm fine, thanks.
Not for you.
Or you can watch sport together. But in a gym, it just feels weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, am I meant to be socialised?
Yeah.
Are other people who go to the gym socialising with other people that go to the gym? Didn't realise that's what you do. Honestly didn't.
Yeah, let us know. 81119 if you're encouraged to be social at your gym as
yeah.
well.
What?
With the World Cup being back on, have we got some of the characters that we had at the Euros?
Right, so the World Cup starts next week. Magnetic Eyes.
What's his name? Ozil?
Ozil, see, yes, look at the knowledge.
I would never remember that, but because we called him Magnetic Eyes, because he's got such magnetic eyes...
Yeah.
That's how I remember, isn't it? They are magnetic.
They are. Ozil Anthem there. Yeah, he'll be there with the German team. Of course, the German manager who you love.
Oh, my God. Right,
remember him?
Yes. This is why I'm into it, because every four years, it just throws up some great characters. Like, was it the German manager, yeah?
2 years ago at the Euros, yeah.
Fantastic clip of him pitch side, scratch and sniff situation going on. So... hands down his pants, takes them out, and then just sniffs his fingers.
And
what
kept doing it throughout the tournament. You loved it.
Yeah, he was brilliant. I want some more characters like that this
there's
year.
There's going to be more, I guarantee it.
Okay, this lot are called LSD, and it's Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo. That is a lineup.
Huge.
They released their first track, Genius, at the start of May. This was a tune of the weekend on Radio 1. It's called Audio.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
This is Audio LSD on BBC Radio 1. James Bay coming up. Amy in Eastbourne says, my boyfriend pretends to go to the gym every single Thursday night with his friend. What they actually do is just sit in the bar at the gym and drink beer. I've actually realised now, I've just remembered, I got a day pass for a gym recently and there was a bar in there. I've remembered that now because me, boyfriend and boyfriend's dad went. Boyfriend couldn't be bothered, so just went to have a pint at the bar. Then I'm working out with the dad.
I'm sorry. Can we break that down for a second? You, boyfriend and boyfriend's dad.
Go to the gym.
Then boyfriend
he's
waits
like,
in the
actually,
bar.
I can't be bothered. Yeah, I'm going to wait in the bar.
So you were training with his dad?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on there?
It's quite Gavin and Stacey, isn't it?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And did that get really competitive?
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine what working out with in-laws must be like.
Right.
It must be super competitive.
And they're not in-laws, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Boyfriend's parents.
Yeah. I mean, he spent longer on the treadmill than he normally would.
Who's stronger?
I just can't say that really. I don't want to say that.
Be honest.
I don't know. Another question, World Cup wise, is Giroud back on?
Giroud, actually, that's a very good question. I think so. Yes, I assume so.
We had a song for him as well.
Chim, 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 chim.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Tell me how, cause I believe in something.
James Bay and Us on Radio 1. No way. This person says our local gym is hosting a local gin night in Pembroke. That's ridiculous.
BBC.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.